This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
I was reading an opinion piece in the New York Times. It's about a local news site called DNA Info, which covered New York City and Chicago. DNA Info this year bought Gothamist, which is a network of city-oriented websites, according to this opinion piece. 6 months ago, reporters and editors at DNA Info Gothamist announced their intent to join the Writers Guild of America. The owner of these publications, by the way, is Joe Ricketts, whose family is worth a lot of money. They own the Chicago Cubs. They have so much money they could probably run for governor of Illinois. That's how much money they have.
That's a lot of money.
It is. So Ricketts and management threatened employees, saying that these sites might get shut down if they went ahead and unionized. The workers nonetheless voted overwhelmingly in favor of unionization. And shortly thereafter, Ricketts abruptly shut the whole place down.
That's very disconcerting. I mean, he's thwarting journalism and their right to, put out the best possible product and to unionize. You know, unions kind of go both ways. They are they make sense when they make sense, and sometimes they're I think they're a necessary evil. I think they are ways by which ensure that journalists are finding good paying jobs and reliable employment, and doing this is a step in the wrong direction, even though if the Ricketts family might see it otherwise.
Yeah, and I don't think reporters unionizing are going to break a company. They're not trying to get rich. They're just trying to be paid a living wage. And unfortunately, too often in this industry, we see people who put in a lot of hours and don't really get fairly compensated.
Yeah, and even on the local level in our area, there is a media company who has bought a TV station in our viewing area, and that TV station was unionized. And apparently the union's alleging they have not been very responsive to what the union's been asking for from the company, and that they've been accusing this company of trying to break their union. So this doesn't happen just on a bigger level. This can happen on a very small level in our local area. And, I don't know, what's actually happening at that station, but there have been plenty of different press releases coming out from the union saying that, they're being abused. The employees are, not having their hours the way they're supposed to be, and people have been coming to them from management trying to get them to not stay a union. So it's unfortunate. Usually newsrooms aren't going to try to unionize unless they think there is something lacking that they need help with.
According to this opinion piece, DNA Info on Gothamist, we're basically break even at best. But again, the Ricketts family has a lot of money. Joe Ricketts had actually praised the work that these reporters had done as reporters, as journalists. But once the idea of unionizing came up, all of a sudden things change. And I think this is one of the threats to journalism in the United States today.
I was just going to say that the Ricketts family, for the savvy business people that they appear to be, need to be a little more conscious of union busting tactics, because it hasn't worked out so well throughout history. You can ask the folks in Detroit who were on in the press who were on strike for several years, and how that gave them a black eye. That perhaps, I mean, it still kind of lingers. Good talent's not going to want to come to your enterprise if you have that kind of reputation. And I think they're only taking a step in the wrong direction by making this bold move.
It really seems like a toddler-like temper tantrum. Something's happening that you don't like, so you decide, okay, well, you can't have this at all. And then you take away all the reporters' work for so many days and shut the website down. And these people have been working, their lives in journalism, and all of a sudden their work they've been doing at this company, it was gone.
And they may be on the point of no return when they have a temper tantrum, as you said, Jasmine, break out like this, and content disappears from a website, I mean, there's already a big giant red flag, I think, when journalists are out looking for work and you're looking for the best talent, and that really gives them a bad name. Anyone associated with that family and that kind of reaction, he may have maybe almost too late to really undo the damage that he's probably done with this very questionable, controversial move.
Like I said, this was probably just a break-even enterprise at best. Is that one of the challenges, I guess, with producing good journalism? I think perhaps we've talked about this in the past, just the idea that producing good journalism is expensive and it's difficult to make a profit. And when we see companies come in and try to make a profit by running a newspaper or a radio station or a television station, what they end up doing is cutting a lot of times, cutting the size of the staff and making it much more difficult to produce good journalism.
And they have to strike a balance. You have to get to the point to where your certainly profits matter, but your content has to too. And you have to strike a balance between the two. And to make, a very drastic, seemingly drastic move like this is not the answer. And it's also indicative of people who just don't know the business, to be frank, don't know journalism, don't know the workings of a newsroom and what kind of support, what kind of financial support, what kind of an investment this is. And I think the Ricketts are sorely showing that and exhibiting that with this response.
Yeah, the challenge is, how do you make journalism profitable and how do you keep it journalism? Because it's really easy to do the clickbait thing. It's really easy to sensationalize stories. It's really easy to just go, you know what, we're going to be biased this way or the other. But it's not easy to have objective, good journalism. And you have to be able to employ people who are good at that. And when you cut staffs, you make people, you know, work longer hours. It's counterintuitive. You're trying to squeeze as much as you can out of people, and it tires them out and also makes them not want to be there anymore, so you lose those people.
And I was just going to say, Rich, what I'm afraid of is when I see, you know, the ease of what passes as journalism that's online, social media, and someone who has the big bucks behind them, like the Ricketts family, to say, be like a Citizen Kane and think, I think it would be fun to run a newspaper. And they think they can just make the investment and do that. And they don't realize the very strong responsibility that's behind that. Don't even really know very much the First Amendment, much less anything else, and the responsibility that goes behind that, and all the purpose and the way that a newspaper has to run and for good journalism to come forward.
Well, it almost seems Ricketts was willing to accept the fact that they were doing good journalism, but they were not going to make a lot of money, and perhaps he was doing a sort of a public service in these markets. But then the idea of unions came up, and things just fell apart in a hurry, and that just seems like a weird way to react.
It seems like maybe a typical reaction to a mega mogul, a billionaire like him, a financier like that, that would so much out of touch with this industry that's a hair trigger reaction to this. And I think it shows lack of forethought given the industry that he's part of and how he's somewhat ignorant of it.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.